Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello?
Ah, hi.
Hi. Dan? You.
He's like, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah, I'll be
I'm
there
coming.
In a minute.
Still on the air.
Yep.
Lovely.
We're
lovely
good.
That happened.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show, Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan.
Hi.
Kennedy off on vacation. So we bring topics to the show. Nobody knows what the topic is going to be from the other people on the show, and then we discuss them. You want to go first again, Annie?
Sure. I'll go first.
All right, what you got?
I didn't go first yesterday. You went first, didn't you?
I did? Oh, yeah, because we talked about the funeral. Yep.
So we went down and then up. I think mine's kind of a downer today.
But. Also, my apologies for the podcast yesterday being delayed. I just completely forgot.
It's okay.
I got distracted by something going on in his studio. I didn't upload it. It will be there, I promise you, almost every day.
I shared it on social already. If you go to the Instagram story, if you follow us, you do a little swipe up. It's easy peasy.
And make sure you subscribe and leave us a review, please. We would appreciate that as well.
And when you subscribe, you get a little notification. It's very simple.
All right, what you got?
So I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about this before. I feel like I have. But my biggest insecurity has always been my skin. I have really, really bad skin. I have since I was probably 14 or 15 years old. And I feel like a lot of people don't notice. I know. I see you staring at me.
Squinting.
And I'm lucky I tan really well and I have freckles. So that always like kind of helped me out. Mm-hmm. But I remember going to high school and like crying before school and being like, Mom, I don't want to go. I hate my skin. Just being all I cared about was the way I looked when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I think that just played way too much into my lifestyle. Obviously, I don't care as much now. Look at me. But it's just something that it's so frustrating to deal with. Mm-hmm. And you think that you grow out of it. And I'm still waiting to grow out of it. I'm 25 years old. Mm-hmm. And I had to be on steroids recently because I got sick. And that was the only thing that was going to help with the swelling or whatever. And my skin just had the worst reaction to steroids.
Oh,
because
no.
You're not supposed to take, like, really. They're not good for you. And you can have bad reactions to them. So I did.
I had bad nightmares when I was on the steroids.
Yeah, it's crazy what they do to you. Yeah. I always get a really bad skin reaction, but it's like either you take the medicine, you feel better and have a skin reaction, or you don't.
Right.
Whatever. It's a lose-lose situation. But, yeah, so it's just something that I've always been really insecure about, and I've tried to not let it affect my mood because, you know, some things like that can. Just because if you're not feeling good about the way you look and you feel like people are staring at it, which I know that they're not, but I just want to know what you guys' biggest insecurity. Let's unpack.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big one. What is my biggest insecurity? Jeez, there's a list. Gosh, wow, that hit me. What is my biggest insecurity? Physically?
Sure, you can do physically. If you don't want to go, like, real emotional. Because mine's kind of vain. Like, that's pretty vain to me.
Oh, my nose.
Really?
Yes. I've broken it several times. It also affects my breathing. It affects the way I sound. I sound a little stuffy a lot of times. I take an allergy pill every day just to kind of help with it. I went to
Do you have a deviated septum now?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You can get that fixed, you know.
Yeah. So I went. I've broken my nose a couple of times.
From basketball and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I have bad allergies, and then I fell out of the back of a VW bus when I was 2 years old.
Perfect.
And parents of the year, my parents. And so I went and saw like an ear, nose, and throat person.
Yeah.
And they said, so most people have a nose that goes straight up, and yours is more like an S. And he said, we could try and fix it, but it's just so damaged. It might work. It might not. Then
oh, that sucks.
So, and you can see there's like I have a double, like a lump on each side.
Yeah.
I have one nostril that's bigger than the other. Also, if you like look, you can see one part of my nose kind of sticks out right there that doesn't there.
See, I would never look at you and be like, he has a messed up nose. It's weird, like, what your brain sees.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I feel like I like have this, and you know, I'm Jewish. You know, have my family's Jewish, so
right.
there's those predominant facial features,
sure,
as well playing into that. So start with that there. And I know that's stereotypical, but it is what it is.
I mean,
look,
yeah,
at my father's nose. He's got this big, gorgeous nose.
Sure.
And I had the same thing, and then I broke it a few times. So I would say that, you know, if you're talking about that, that would be mine.
Yeah, we don't have to go, I guess, too emotional. We can just do vain ones. Daniel?
There's a lot of stuff I'm self-conscious about. My eyes aren't symmetrical. They don't really line up.
Really?
Yeah.
Never noticed
what?
That.
Yeah, but I feel like my eyes don't line up.
Hey, we get
properly.
A ruler?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see.
My weight has always been one. I yo-yo and weight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You look great, though.
You look unbelievable.
Yeah, I lost like 45 pounds so far since May. It's been going well.
Damn,
dude,
that's unreal.
Huge. That's a lot.
That's not an easy thing to do.
And honestly, it all started because of an endorsement opportunity from this radio station.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even self-motivated.
That's okay.
I'll eat salad for money, probably.
Yeah, but sometimes you need a kick in the ass. It sucks.
Right. Honestly, it was the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
Because for my own health, I was like 288 pounds before I started it, and it was just, I'm not tall enough to be 288 pounds.
What's the name of the plan you did again? Give me a plug.
Profile by Sanford down in Canton, Mass.
Okay.
They were awesome.
Do you feel like better now? Do you feel like you have more energy and stuff just from losing the weight?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I'm not out of breath tying my shoes. Like, I still have to lose probably another 50 pounds before I would be at what like a reasonable weight would be.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's I do feel a lot better just doing that. And what else would make me a little?
I mean, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all, you know, have our things.
Sure.
Right.
We all have our things.
Just image things.
I'm just stare at your face closer now.
I know.
I never. You know, and again, these are things that you notice about yourself. But I would have never. I mean, I've heard you mention it before, but it's never really.
It's weird.
I've never looked at you and go, oh, man, her face.
It's
today.
Funny to think how little, like how, because you're the center of your own universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think everybody's noticing the things you notice.
100%.
Mm-hmm. People don't give a shit. No one is noticing anything about you.
I know. But in your head, you're like, they're going to see everything on my face.
I know.
It's
brains are weird.
Brains are
weird.
Brains really. They're the worst. Why are you fighting against me?
So I got an email from Andrew. Andrew is a longtime listener of the show. I've met him a few times. Super good guy.
Yep.
And he dropped an email and said, I love the Unfiltered After Show. It provides me more of what your show needs, and that is you and the gang, of course. Not another spin of the newest teen bop sensation. Well, I agree with you. I'm going to forward this to our boss.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's like, shut up.
Well, Andrew from Waltham thinks this, Sal.
We can't play any more Bieber.
As a loyal fan, I have questions that require the filter to be removed, so please feel free to use them. And he sent me a list.
Oh, boy.
And a couple of these are really awkward, and some of them are pretty good, but I'm just going to go with one for my thing this morning. I'm going to let him do the work. And it says, not to glorify drugs or alcohol consumption, but what is the least sober you have been in front of your parents? So I'm going to take this back. I'm going to amend it just a little bit. And let's take it back to like high school. Okay.
Does it have to be high school?
Well, I guess not. No, you know, it doesn't say that.
I'm going to pick one from high school.
Yeah. I'm going to take one from high school.
Okay.
Because I think it's a pretty funny story. I was, 17, 18 years old, still living at home, senior in high school.
Sure.
And I'm embarrassed by this because I was out drinking and partying. I was underage. And then I drove home.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a moron. I'm lucky to be alive because of it. And so where we live in a building. And there was guest parking in the front of the building. And then, the residence parking was behind the building. And I guess when I got home, I parked in front of the building in the visitor parking. And it's all these angled spots. And so the next morning, my mom comes in. And she says, what'd you do last night? I was like, so-and-so had we went to the office party. That's what we called him because somebody's dad had an office in a business park, and that's where we would go to hang out.
You're kidding me.
No. Then we called them office parties. And my mom knew I was going there.
Sure.
You know, I was 18 years old. She
you told the truth.
Yeah. As long as she knew where I was, that was fine. She's like, oh, did you have a good time at the office party? I said, yeah. She said, have a little bit to drink? And I was like, yeah, a little bit.
Maybe a glass or two.
I had a couple of Bartles and James.
I don't know, Bartleson James. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. It was much more popular before our time.
Yeah. And she said, can you come here for a minute? She walks me out. And we, like I said, we live in a tall building. She takes me out to the patio. We're like on the 13th floor. And there is the guest parking. And there is my car, my 1981 Pontiac Bonneville. And it is parked in the middle of the road.
Oh, Carson.
Of the parking area. Just not even in a parking spot. Oh. I just pulled in the middle of the thing, got out, and went inside. And I would say that was probably the most, you know, hammered and hungover I was, you know.
In front of her.
In front of her. And embarrassed.
Yeah, that's bad.
It was really bad. Like I said, who knows?
Who knows?
How I got home. It's probably 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank God there was nobody on the road. Thank God I didn't kill anybody or myself. But yeah, that was probably it for me.
Parking in the middle of the road. You're probably like, shit. I can just see the beads of sweat pouring down your face.
Yeah. So yeah, there's my car. I should probably go move that, huh, Mom?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that would be a good idea. And when you get back up here, I want you to give me the keys. I was like, what are you doing with the keys? She's like, keeping them for the next 3 months. I was like, oh.
You're going to use lots of those 2 feet, Carson. Get to stepping.
All right, Annie, what you got?
Well, I guess from high school, I was crazy because I have 2 older siblings and I started drinking young. And when I was a freshman in high school, UV Blue was really popular. I don't know if you've ever had UV Blue.
No, what is that?
It's
a vodka.
It's like a blue liqueur. I don't know, whatever you call it. And I drank a pint of it and I probably weighed 90 pounds. And what I would do, my curfew was 10:30 when I was a freshman in high school. And we would drink in the woods and I would leave the woods at like 10:25 and run a 40-yard dash home just to make it by curfew. But I always would stop by the Tedeschi's to get a bag of chips to mask the smell of the booze because obviously blue Doritos are going to cover the fact that I'm shit-faced. So I'd go get blue Doritos or whatever I thought was going to mask the smell. And I went in and my dad always would make me come say goodnight before so he knew that I was home. So I walk in with my blue Doritos and I'm like, hey, Dad, what's up? He's like, He's like, did you drink? And I was like, yeah, I had like a couple beers. He's like, a couple beers? Yeah, sure. He wakes me up that next morning because obviously he knew I was going to be severely hungover. And he always would take my head and go, did you have a good night? And he would shake it. So it'd be like scrambled eggs brain, made me do yard work, all of this stuff. And I just remember being so brutally hungover. And when you're hungover, when you're that young, you know it's bad because you should bounce back pretty quick.
Right.
That was probably one of the worst.
And nothing has changed because you were 25 hungover trying to shovel your backyard for a time capsule.
That's
last
a bingo.
Month.
That is a bingo.
And he
there.
Took the shovel from you. He was like, God, you can't do it. Get out of here.
Yeah. So judgy.
I love that, man. God, this could be a long day.
Yeah, right?
I've always alluded to it on the show, but I've never delved into it. But I used to be a wild person for a lot of years. Like,
had some times.
In a bad way. Yeah. So my mother saw a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she saw me in but more fun ones instead of criminal ones.
Dark ones.
Yeah. Would be she saw me in a limbo contest in Aruba high on ecstasy. I didn't win.
But you had a good time.
It turns out when you take a lot of ecstasy, you're not as bendy as you think you are. You're a little more tight and teeth grindy.
Oh, damn.
Than trying to. And I'm in a limbo contest with 30 people I don't know. Rolling my balls off, trying to get low to some Caribbean island music.
Ma, rub my shoulders.
That was one. Let's see. I stole her car when I was 17. After I got kicked out of high school, and I had a party because I got my GED.
Yay.
And what do you do when you get your GED? You have a GED party.
Yes, okay. You do.
Which is not the best idea. But then after everyone went to sleep, I wanted McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she had blocked my car in. Mm. This is an equally terrible story that you should never... It's unfiltered. You should never do anything I'm about to say.
Yes.
And we all wanted to go get McDonald's. It was like 3 in the morning. There's a 24-hour McDonald's at Woburn, and we're hammered. So I snuck into her room to get her keys and then drove to McDonald's and hit a stone wall
Oh.
and ended up putting her Pontiac into someone's front lawn.
No.
Oh.
Destroyed over a stone wall. So they came out of their house groggy at 3 in the morning, and there's 5 drunk people in their lawn trying to push a total Pontiac with no wheels on it out of their lawn.
Oh, Dan.
And that was the time I almost went to military school when I was 17.
Yep. That'll do it.
My dad was like, get him the fuck out of the house.
Happy you're alive.
Yep.
And we're on the up and up.
It's a small one.
All right, last one. What do you got?
Yeah, I didn't have anything that great for today, so I just Googled funny debate topics.
Oh, I love funny debate topics.
There's another one on here. I mean, Drew sent a bunch of them. I could pull another one off here.
No, it's my turn.
You didn't do anything for it. You Googled something. At least he put thought into these questions. He's a fan.
All right.
Go ahead. What you got?
So if you had to be one or the other,
okay,
would you rather be really big, like Shaquille O'Neal big, or really small, like
Ant-Man?
Like 4'11 as a guy, small. Like if you had to be one of the extremes, you'd rather be 7'2" and
like
not be able to fit on
small.
An airplane. Yeah.
Okay.
But not for a girl, even smaller, because she's still kind of regular.
She's like 4'10". She's really
Who's
going
to say small in that scenario?
I would rather be small. I would hate being that big.
Oh.
See?
You can't sit. Carson, you already complained about sitting at the Garden. Imagine being Shaq sitting at the
Garden. I'd be sitting on the bench.
Nothing is. Yeah, but if there's plenty of dudes out there who are that big and not in the NBA.
Have to duck underneath that. Like, being that big must suck.
The world is not made for you.
No.
Do you ever hear stories about Andre the Giant and how he would have to travel?
Right.
Just because he was too big to fit as a human in society?
I feel, and this is just how I feel that societally speaking, that we give more credence to somebody who is taller as opposed to somebody who is smaller.
For men, absolutely.
Right. So as a guy, I would say, you know, I see some of the men in my life who are shorter, and they always have a chip on their shoulder because they feel like things are stacked against them.
It's Napoleon complex,
100%. Right? So I guess from that perspective, I wouldn't have to deal with that.
But it just must be such a pain in the ass all the time.
I bet it'd be a pain to not be able to reach the top shelf, too.
Yeah, but I already can't reach the top shelf. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have to climb on top of the countertops. It is what it is. I've been doing it for a while. Knock a couple inches off me. Whatever.
Can you really not reach the top shelf in your
house?
No,
they can't. I get asked every day to get something off the top shelf.
Like the wine glasses go on
every day.
The wine glasses go on the top shelf and the booze cabinets above my fridge. I'm either on my tippy toes or I'm angry.
Well, I'm not tall, but I'm glad enough. I'm glad I'm top shelf tall.
Yeah,
so
must
would you
be
pick,
nice. Rub it in.
Would you pick tall or short?
I would probably pick tall, even if it would be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think Annie hit on the thing.
Right.
As guys would rather be taller, and I think women would probably rather be shorter. Mm. Just because as a woman, you want to be more petite, and as a guy, you want to be bigger. And the opposite is
like
always.
Like, people hate on tall women like people hate on short men.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if a tall woman is with a shorter man, like, I know your mom was taller than your dad. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they got a ton of crap for that.
Right.
You know, and I see there's like some taller ladies in my life that it's just different. Like one of my best friends, all my guy friends are pretty small. Mm-hmm. Dan knows.
You have a short friend group.
A lot of the girls are taller than the boys.
Oh, they're really? All very good looking and athletic, but they're shorter guys.
They're small, which I don't care. Cause,
that's interesting.
But yeah, I think men.
No, I'd definitely be Shaq size.
Do any of them have like a thing about being a short guy?
100%.
All of them, right?
Every single one.
All
of them.
Of them. I'm like, you're good, baby.
How does that manifest itself?
They're just like, you know, I could get with that girl if I was a little bit taller. I'm like, mm-hmm.
And girls are so, like, they just won't have it.
Yeah,
with a shorter guy.
There's
for the
a
most
double
part.
Standard.
No,
with
absolutely.
That.
Women are so sizist.
Women will be like, don't fat shame me, but also don't talk to me if you're under 6 feet.
Right, right. Which is ridiculous.
That's the same thing.
Who cares? That was
how tall are you, Annie?
5'2".
Dan?
I'm 5'7", maybe 5'8", if I'm in nice shoes.
I'm 6'3".
You're a foot and an inch taller than me. That is disgusting.
I don't have an issue with my size. It doesn't bother me at all.
Right.
But if I woke up tomorrow and was like, hey, you want to be 6'3", I'd probably be like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, baby.
If given the option, I would take it.
Weather's good up here, Dan.
I fucking bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.